Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It is Allie and DZ on, oh my goodness, DZ, I'm not going to lie. It is a, what day is it?
Yeah, just about.
The holiday throws me off. Like, I'm literally like, wait, what? And then the new school year on a Tuesday, I'm all whacked out. It's Wednesday, right? Is time a construct? Yes. What do we need time into?
Well,
I mean,
I'm not going to argue with this with nobody today, but to me, time has always been a fictitious construct made up by society.
It is, for sure. And here I am now lost, going, what day is it? Because of the long weekend. Ah, it's a Wednesday.
I think I got an idea as to what day it actually is.
Okay.
But it's because of the date, and it's because... You put me on game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a big day regardless. But, you know, I don't think it's my thing
Are
to say nothing about.
Are you talking about the fact that it's Hudson's birthday?
Happy birthday to you.
My baby.
Happy birthday, Huddy.
My baby.
Happy birthday.
My baby. I love it. If you guys can see us, we're actually dancing.
We are. Did a little happy jigs, my boy.
He is going to call into the show this morning because today he is 11. And we went out to dinner last night. I said, where do you want to go? He says, Outback. I said, yes.
So y'all went to the backyard?
Mama gets a steak. No, we went to Outback.
Oh, you try to go Outback? Come on.
We went to Outback because I said, I'm in for steak. And it was funny because they said, do you want a birthday treat? He went, this kid who normally will eat till he's sick goes, I don't know. And I go, excuse me. And meanwhile, Owen's going, yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I was about to say, do we need to call him now? Because I'm going to say, buddy, listen, take it from the guy that don't like surprises, don't like birthdays, and don't like stuff. When somebody offers you a birthday treat, you nod. Yes. Yes. Birthday treat. Yes, please and thank you. I would love it.
I couldn't believe that he actually was going to turn down the free birthday treat. And then to top it off, we went and got his cake after. But to top it off, the server said, do you want us to sing to you? And he goes, yeah. Which is another topic for this show on a different day, that he wanted them to sing and asked them to sing. I was like, Hudson, you are one in a million.
You're an anomaly, kid.
Most people are like, thank you for asking. And no, I don't.
He said, drop the treat and walk away quickly.
Hudson said, get the troops. I'll be waiting.
Do y'all got a saddle here too or no? That just at certain places.
All you do is sing. That's all you got. Could you imagine? So it is Hudson's birthday. He did want to go to Outback. He's at his dad's tonight, so that's why we did it. We did it last night. So
that makes sense. That makes sense.
But he'll call into the show, and it will be fun. Okay, question of the day is coming up next, DZ.
All right, I don't know if I'm ready, but hey, we're here.
Well, you better be ready because it's happening next. Don't go anywhere. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
DZ must have been feeling in love because he wrote the question of the day today. I saw it. Do you remember this?
I do remember this.
Yeah, you said, do you wait to say I love you first? Or do you wait or do you say I love you first? Clearly, my point is Allie did not write this one. Everyone knows this. Because Allie is the last one to say I love you.
This one came from me.
In fact, I don't know if I've said it to a man and... since I was married, that's about it, DZ. That was the last time.
I don't count. You said you love me.
I love you, but not in a romantic way. We're talking romance, though, right?
No, we're not. No, it doesn't have to be only romance.
Oh, it doesn't?
Love is not conditional to romance only. No.
Oh, well, then how soon do I say I love you to friends? It depends on the friend.
Anyone.
I said it closer to you. I say it probably quicker to you in like a year, which I find quick because we spend so much time together and we're like family now. So I say I love you. I say I love you to your family because we literally see each other every day.
All the time.
You know what I mean? Now, romantically, no thanks.
I feel that.
Unsubscribe. That's where I go. What about you?
People are genuinely and usually, in my opinion, the same, no matter if it's a romantic friendship, a platonic friendship, a familial friendship, you know, like blood relation. I feel like the I love you can be consistent, whether it has to come after you hear it or you have to be the one to say it first. Mm. I've never had a problem telling people I love them. If I got genuine love for you, I will tell you love.
I feel that. Love you. I feel I love that. You.
Mm-hmm. No matter what, no matter when, I don't care if you say it back or not. Some people operate off of the principle of, I gotta hear I love you before I say I love you.
Well, that's, for sure. I get that.
I've never had that concept. And what made me think of this a little bit was, with everything going on the last couple of weeks, a lot of people have been checking in, you know, talking to us, like, and I've been telling a lot of people, love them, appreciate them, thank you. And not everybody says, I love you back, you know?
And, interesting. And I'm not saying,
I love you to every single person.
Right.
Like, some people just get the, hey, love, thank you kind of thing, but...
That's interesting what you're saying.
That, I love you.
You know, it is interesting what you're saying, DZ, as someone who's going through a crisis, right? You had your family emergency. You are getting a lot of love and affection and care from people who are worried about you. This is interesting. Yes. And so you are really getting a lot of people who you're saying, I love you to in this moment. And you are getting... you can see directly back how many are or aren't saying it back, which is interesting that you're now. So that's why this obviously is probably on your mind. How many don't say I love you back? Like, what's the percentage that don't say I love you? Because DZ, my friends and I, like, we say I love you on texts all the time, like with hearts, like I love you, boo, like hearty heart. Like we pump each other up, you know?
Of course. You got to big each other up 100%.
So, but like how many didn't say I love you back? Do you think? See, what's the percentage?
I'd say it's close to maybe 50% of people that just like will react or like will re-heart the message, or whatever. But not everybody is responding back to love or love you with love you.
Interesting.
Right? So it kind of dawned on me, like maybe some people aren't comfortable expressing love or saying the word love towards other individuals.
It might be
until they hear it first. Because some people that didn't say it said it after we said it first. Some people that didn't say it at all, you know, we said it multiple times to, and we're like, okay, they didn't want to say it. There's some people that said it before we said it, and we're like, oh, yes, love, for sure.
You're like, yes, back at you. Is there anybody who said I love you, and you were like, ew, I don't love you? There had to be somebody that rolled in with help, and you were like, damn, we don't even like him like that. Come on.
Nah, I'm teasing. Nah, honestly, no.
It was all good.
Everybody that's gotten the love for me is genuine love.
It wasn't the pity love, because you felt bad for that one.
I stopped pity loving a while ago, my boy.
All right, so the question of the day today is, do you say I love you first or do you wait? And this has to do with romance, family, friends, etc. I also find it fascinating, DZ, that I am so freely loving with my friends and family, yet I will not do it romantically. I don't know. That, I mean, I shouldn't be surprised by that, but you know what I mean? And some people might be the opposite. Like some of the people you're dealing with might go home and be like, I love you to their partner all the time, but then can't say it to friends or family. Might be the opposite, right? Because they haven't experienced that kind of love. You know what I mean?
My mom, I don't think I've ever heard my mom say I love you.
Really?
I don't think I've ever heard my mom or dad say I love you.
They or
say,
dad.
I care for you.
Neither.
I care for you a lot. We care for you. You know, wow. But I've never, 31 years of life, I can't recall the moment where my dad or mom have said, I love you, son.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe written on like a card or something. But we don't show affection like that.
I'll be honest. My dad didn't say it till I was probably in my 30s. So same thing.
So there's a chance,
DZ, because I didn't. My mom just did it, and I didn't think about it until my dad actually said it to me one time, and I went, what was that? You know, I love you, Allison. And I was like, it was just, and I received it, but it was just strange. It was just weird. Do you know what I mean? Because you're not used to
it. Rolled off the yep.
Yeah, you're like, okay, that was interesting. See, now we're getting really deep. Now I'm telling too many secrets, and so are you. Well, I'm getting too deep here. Listen, I'm talking about the first time my dad says I love you. We're into daddy issues now, DZ, you and I?
Hey, no. Let's digress.
All right.
Bring it back to the I love you.
414.
Daddy issues aside.
But I went from I love you to daddy issues. Now I'm upset and triggered. 414.
Let's just take the calls.
533-1037. That is the number that you want to call. You can call or text that number, by the way. 414-533-1037. And we will talk to you next. Do you say I love you first? The phones are lit up. I cannot wait to talk to everybody.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Well, it's about love. Look at all of you making us talk about love on this show. Unbelievable, DZ.
I've been feeling a lot of love. I can't help it.
That's sweet. I should feel that. I should take that energy from you. Do you say I love you first or wait? And this goes for romantic, family, friends, whatever you want it to be. And we were really getting deep there for a second, you and I, DZ. All right, I'm going to go to Amanda in St. Francis first. Hi, Amanda. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Feeling the love this morning, if you will.
And since we're just friends, I love you.
Yeah. Love you guys, too.
But if we're romantic, no thanks.
Oh, my goodness.
Amanda, are you the same, Amanda? How would you say I love you first?
Genuinely, I'm the type of person that I feel like if I feel the love, I'm going to express the love. So if I feel it coming from you, I'm going to express it back. But if I'm not feeling it, you ain't going to hear it from me. And in situations like yours, DZ, where you're feeling all this love, right? You're feeling all this love and all these people reaching out to you. It's a natural feeling to want to reciprocate that.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I do believe that you receive and give what you get, and people that are loved tend to love more. It's just a fact. It's not even a question.
It's a fact.
The more love you receive, the more loving you will be towards other people. And if you don't receive love, you end up cold, and like many of us in society who, you know, are like that. I think we all know.
How could you be so heartless?
I certainly agree. Yes.
I got a question, though. So you said if you genuinely feel the love, so do you have to feel the love from somebody else before you even say I love you? And if you do say I love you and don't get it back, do you stop saying it back?
No. I don't think that's a thing, because people can show you love in a lot of different ways. It doesn't necessarily have to be an expression of saying, I love you.
Wow, that was deeper than anyone knows, because it's true. People show love in all kinds of ways without saying, I love you. And that should be, but people don't realize that's how they show their love, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Love language.
So, right. And so for me, if I feel any type of, you know, and even a good feeling, a good vibe coming from you, and it's one of these things that, like, you're going out of your way to show me that, you know, I am someone of importance to you and you care about me, I'm going to express that back.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So Amanda's saying, I'll give it back. I have no problem giving it to you.
I love you. You love me. Yeah.
All right, Amanda. Well, thank you for calling. You have a great day. Love you, Amanda.
You too. Love you too, guys.
Love you. Let's see how many of them are going to say I love you to us. Is that really the goal today?
Let's find out who loves us.
We're going to see how many of these people on the phones actually really do love us. And I bet you Danny in Oak Creek does.
Oh, Danny got love.
Danny, we love you.
Hey, love you too. First of all, welcome back, DZ. Love you, brother.
Okay. Love my boy. Yeah. Love you too, man. Thank you for real.
You guys haven't gotten a chance to say hi. I met Danny. He came out when you were gone. I met him in Muskego one day. He was awesome. His wife is smoking hot, DZ.
Ooh, Danny stands up to a legend. Okay.
I love her.
Oh, look at this sap monster over here.
Danny's full of love. Danny, do you say I love you first?
Hey, you know what? I'll do it. I have no problem doing it, even if it's not reciprocated. Mm-hmm. I say it every morning to my family when they leave, for when we're ever going places or whatever. It's just a term of endearment. It's just appreciation. And even to, like, my friends, like, my tight friends, it's like they're like family to me. So, yeah. I mean, we'll say love you, brother, whatever, hugs, whatever.
I'm proud of you. Yeah. I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of DZ and any other man that's openly calling in and being this open about love, because men are not, they just don't get, it's so much pressure in society that they can't be soft and they can't have feelings. And you do, just like we all do, and that's okay, you know?
Well, and we struggle showing emotion. Everybody struggles showing emotion, but there's this weird caveat on, like, the dude brain that just, when you hear somebody else say love, and when it's another man saying love, this weird sensation overcomes your body, and you're just like, did anybody just see us have an emotional moment? You good? I got a little more chest hair on my
and
chest.
And then you
that's weird.
Then you snap
that's
out
weak.
Of it, and you go, that's the weak side, is when you're afraid to show that you love somebody. No, that is.
And a lot of my friends can't get there. A lot of my friends can't reciprocate the, hey, love you, dog, because they're just like, yeah, man, yeah, hey, me
but
too.
But the irony is they think they look stronger by being like, but it's actually, let's be more endearing and more lovable to people when you, nobody cares.
Yes.
Nobody cares.
Nobody
Thank
cares.
You. Thank you.
I think it's more, I think you're more strong by saying I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is.
Amen.
Your heart and your head.
Oh my God, listen to us, you guys. We're like one sappy love fest. Danny, we love you. We got to go. Love you.
Love you, Danny.
All right, peace.
Bye.
Peace,
bye. Peace. Love.
No,
goodbye.
No, love.
Love and peace.
Bye.
There you go. Later, man.
Who am
Childish.
I? You're going to be swiping by the end of the show. We're talking about love this much.
Oh, snap. Nah, done started something.
All of a sudden, Allie wants to be in love again because she had one moment on the show today. All right.
DZ comes back for half a second and talks about love once. Well, all of a sudden, Allie ready to get back in the game.
It's a positive thing. I'm here for it. Let's go to Julian in Milwaukee.
That I've got,
good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Buenos dias. Yes, sir.
Buenos dias. Julian, good morning. We love you.
Love you guys too.
Yes.
That's right. And we're not making anybody say it back. We're just saying it.
We're just
saying it back. We love you guys.
You're good saying I love you first. Do you wait? Do you do it with friends and family, Julian?
So this is a topic that I always struggled with. Mm-hmm. I never said it first. I grew up in a house where single mom, she never told us or showed us the affection. Like, we knew it was there.
Sorry.
But we didn't receive it. So, when I got married, that was a struggle for us because Nancy loved the affection.
Your wife is Nancy. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And everything. So it took me a while and working on it to be able to come out and openly say, like, I love you, instead of just showing her in different ways, like, hey, I love you. This is what I'm doing for you, blah, 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 blah.
I guess now that I'm older, it's become a lot easier. And then, like, with family and friends, it's more open. And I guess as you realize, as you get older, like, tomorrow's not promised. So, like, say it when you're here versus when the unfortunate happens and they can't hear you say it.
Don't be making us cry today, okay, Julian?
I swear, though, say it when you see him, not when you're remembering him, bro. That's the best way to put it, Julian. Goodness gracious.
Absolutely. All right, Julian, thank you for calling. We love you.
Bye. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Love, dog.
I just want to test one more person. Michelle in Hartford, love you.
We love you.
Good morning.
Wow.
Okay. Can I get you guys a box of Kleenex?
Wow. We just found the one. We just found the one.
Just blazed right over
us. This is like my dating life.
We all heard it. We all heard it.
Rude.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Good morning, my friend. Mi amigo, mi amigo, buenos dias.
Buenos dias, mi amiga.
I'm working on that Spanish for you, DZ. I got this.
I see you doubling up on the Duolingo points,
Oh, they send me notifications if I don't tap in every day, trust me.
Good.
All right, DZ, what is the problem today?
All right, so this problem comes from a friend of ours. We're going to call her Tess. And Tess is a goofball, man. Tess is a very dear friend of ours. Somebody that we see, actually, I'd say pretty often. Often enough.
Okay.
Yeah. And one of the people that's been checking in on us, right? Just coming by, staying a few days, yada, yada, whatever. It's one of my wife's very good friends. They were telling us about a situation they had come up that didn't make sense to me, and I'm not going to lie, I had to come spill the tea because maybe y'all can help. I know I didn't. So the other day they came by and they're talking to us about this contest that they had entered.
Yeah.
So they know this girl that makes, I want to say, jewelry or something along those lines. Sells it online. Somebody that they went to school with that started a business and they support. They had a contest that they were running. She entered and got messaged that she won. Woo! You win the contest! Yay!
Awesome.
Boom. Awesome. She goes, so all I did was have to enter my contact info and my card info, my bank info. I'm like, yeah, that's a whole lot of info for a contest you won.
Yeah.
Tess, you sure? She's like, yeah, well, I mean, the friend did post a few days ago that her account had been hacked, but I was hoping that it was after that.
Oh, no. Oh, they clicked the link. They clicked the link.
They entered the info.
Dang
and
it.
Everyone in the room, including her man, looked at her and went, you got scammed.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. What do you do? This happened. Do you remember when my Facebook page got hacked and it started populating these, whatever these hackers are, they do this to all kinds of pages.
Yeah.
And they basically.
And they're bots half the time.
They're bots. It's not even a person. It is a bot. You're right.
Right.
And then they comment. So they make a fake page, which is what they did with mine. This is actually crazy. Then they use bots to comment so it looks real. So all the people go, oh, this is a real page. There's real people commenting, but they're not. They're fake people going, I won. It's all bots.
Right.
And I had listeners sending information because somebody had made this fake page and they trust me because I've been on the radio for 20 years and they go, oh, it's Allie. Oh,
she raised us. Mom wouldn't steer us wrong.
She wouldn't tell us to click a link that we shouldn't click.
Allie wouldn't do this to us.
Oh, no, you're right. Allie wouldn't, but some hacker would. And that's what happened to a few people. And I was horrified. And getting these things taken down takes all kinds of issues. It takes a lot to get these. So I can only imagine if your friend, you know, is like trusting someone, she clicks the wrong link.
That she knows. Someone that she knows.
Someone you trust.
Arguably, same situation, which is why I brought it up. Because think about it. You're technically on Tess's business friend's end. We need help for the listeners here in the situation. As far as how do you approach that, having fallen and slipped, with a trustworthy page or a page you thought was trustworthy because they hacked her actual business page. It wasn't like they made a fake page and had people following. No, they hacked her page.
They went however in. That happened. I don't even know how. Dude, I don't know.
Deep dive.
I don't even know how any of this stuff happens, okay?
Scammers be scamming, I swear.
Seriously. As if we don't have enough scams. Like, I need another one? All right. So, what should she do is the question, right?
Yeah. And yeah. I'll tell you what I told her to do on the other side. On this side, what side you on? Because I think we need to open it up for everybody. This is a listener situation.
Yeah, and a lot of people are having this issue, and I even know people that are dealing with this. So 414-533-1037 from the Nicolet Law Studios. This is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay, so DZ's friend got scammed, clicked a link, but it seemed like it was from a friend. So they're not completely, it's not like we're going, hey, dummy, because it was somebody they trusted. And some of these links, I see it with emails and texts, like you have a package coming. And I do have a package coming, but I'm not clicking it. I'm not clicking it. I don't know because it could be. You know what I'm talking about.
Listen, I'm going to check the routing information through the verified email that I received. You ain't going to send me no text message.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, somebody got scammed. Luckily, it wasn't you and I, but I don't want to jinx us, DZ, so...
Been there, hopefully won't be there again, but you never know. These scammers get really ingenious nowadays.
Jeez. One of your friends clicked the link, but it came from a trusted friend, but it was a scam because that's how they do these things.
Yep. One of our friend's friend, their business page got hacked.
Yep.
They thought they had entered a contest and won. So they were like, yeah, this is my girl. I went to school with her. I'm going to enter all my info. Card, bank. I probably gave them the social. Like, I don't even know. Like, honestly, we know they got their card info taken for sure, for sure.
Well, so, you know who's on the phone to give advice before you give your advice? Because I want to hear what you said. The girl that I could see clicking the link on accident, if you want me to be honest, okay?
Turn down for what?
I screwed her on that. That was my bad. Sorry, Amanda.
We turned down for scams.
She's not even turned on. I'm apologizing to her and she's still not even on the air. I'm so sorry.
Redo.
Woof. All right.
I got a lot of energy today.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That was all Allie.
Oh, you're okay.
This is why this is why I don't drive. This is why I'm not the pilot. This is why I'm not interested in this side. Okay, Amanda and Racine. It's a hot mess.
It's funny you said that about the link because I just tried entering my baby in like the cute baby contest. And I know they rigged because my baby did not win.
Was rigged. You know what? Then it definitely, you're right. Yep.
Yep.
Scammers be scamming in many ways, Amanda, in many ways.
I would have hacked in and said, winner. So what's your advice, Amanda?
I mean, I would report that page for one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I feel like people make Facebook, like those scammers make Facebook pages all the time.
Yeah.
Like they ask like, oh, they're a new friend or they have another account. So you got to be careful with that stuff.
No, absolutely. You do.
Really?
I just tell people don't click it even if you think it's legit. That's where I'm at now. I don't even click it. I'm like, find another way to find me. Find another way. You'll figure it out.
Go on the website. Go through the website. Yeah. Don't click on the link.
Basically, don't click
then
a link.
Know.
Period. Don't click
don't
the link.
Click the link.
That's
ever.
The theme of the show today. Have a great day, Amanda. We love you. We love you.
You too.
We love you.
Love
you.
Love, Amanda. We love you. Bye.
Love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Bye.
Bye. And if you heard the question of the day, you understand why we're telling everybody we love them today. All right. Lori is on day 4 calling in, trying to get her own theme song. Lori in Milwaukee. Go. Not Lori in Cedarburg. Lori in Milwaukee. Hey, Lori.
Oh, hey, guys. Lori. How's it going?
Buenos dias.
Hi.
Buenos dias.
What's your advice for the one that got scammed?
First, let me give your boy a shout out. Happy birthday, Hudson.
Oh, thank you.
Hope you have a great day. Aww. I know how important that is. And
You know,
one more year closer to that driver's license.
Oh, don't say that, Lori. And he'll be on the show shortly. He's going to join us after this segment. But anyway, Lori, okay, what's your advice? Thank you. I love my baby.
My advice is, A, you're right. Everything under the sun now on Facebook is a scam page just about. But the cardinal rule is if they ask you for a credit card number or bank account info, get out.
Run.
Because yes, that is absolutely a big... If you won, you're not paying anything. You know, what do they need your card number for?
Right. I'm not paying shipping. I'm not paying handling. If mm-hmm. I won, dog.
Dude, when you exactly. said I'm not paying shipping, I didn't know what you were going to say there, and I got scared. Okay, Lori.
Well, here's the thing.
Lori, we got to keep it moving. What's the thing? What's up?
If you do win any contest and it's over a certain dollar amount, don't worry, the IRS will contact you to pay those.
Oh, we know. We know. Lori's right, because we give away prizes. Have a great day, Lori.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye.
Bye. We'll talk to you tomorrow, day five.
Before we get to the last caller, what was your advice, DZ? What did you tell them to do?
All right, so Lori in Milwaukee actually slid in and snagged a little bit of my advice, which mm-hmm. was, if anything ever asks you for card info,
don't do it.
No, red flag. Yeah. Nothing. You shouldn't be paying for a single mm-hmm. thing whatsoever. But
yes,
we told her, listen, if you don't want to cancel your card, see if your card lets you turn it on and off. Because mm-hmm. a lot of banks nowadays will allow you to turn it on and off, monitor theft. Mm-hmm. You obviously do got to report all that stuff.
Yeah.
As far as the friend's business page, you got nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
You got to make sure your pockets aren't getting ran and scammed. Because we had this happen and we mm-hmm. don't even know how. Somehow our information got stolen. Remember we had a bunch of random purchases made on yep. Amazon?
Yep. I just dealt with this morning with my Jessica, who came over to get the kids to school. She got same thing. Somebody got her social, basically got her account, changed the password, got a new card. Like, I'm telling you, and so I just want to say, DZ, I'm with you, because somebody texted in and this is the core part that everyone needs to remember. Yes. Even though we say don't click the link, more importantly, never enter personal info. I think that's, even if you click that's the worst. But if you click say you click the link, okay? Let's just say you make a mistake. We've all been there and done it. Let's say you click the link. Do not enter any info. That's my advice for everybody on my side.
At the least, we're already putting ourselves at risk for clicking those mm-hmm. links. Now, if you know you're getting a verified link from somewhere, obviously.
That's different.
But it's phishing for a reason. Yeah. They call it phishing. Was it P-H-I-S-H? Phishing. It's a different kind of fish.
Not the band that everybody wanted to go to in college. All right, Lori and Cedarburg's last but not least. Hi, Lori.
Morning.
Do you have any differing advice than the don't, if you do click it, don't enter your info, but really just don't click it?
Tell me you're not clicking links.
No, I don't have any other good info, because like everybody else, I've got my card hacked. And,
you did.
Mm-hmm. I'd say definitely report to the bank, because if they have your card number, who knows what they're going to do in 6 months or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They could just, it's unbelievable. Like, they try to take a credit card, take the debit card. There's nothing there, man. You know?
Oh, I know. I recognize. I dig. I shovel. Mm-hmm. What's up? Mm-hmm.
I was looking for the birthday theme and I can't find it, so screw it. Welcome to the show, my baby, Hudson.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Coming in like a star.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños. Hey,
we make our own music around here. What? Hey, Hudson.
What?
Happy birthday, my love.
Yep, thank you.
How does it feel to be an adult, man?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You're 11 today, Hudson. I'll never forget when you were born on September 4th, 2013. You sent my blood pressure skyrocketing. I always leave that part out, but then they took
you out. That was the first day you did it.
First day you stressed me out. No, I'm kidding. Hudson, best day of my life when you and your brother were born, I tell you what.
Aww.
And I'll never forget, he gets so annoyed when I tell the story.
Yeah, when I was born.
Yeah, what's the story I always tell you about when you were born?
Owen came into the hospital, and then he got into the elevator with her grandparents, and he hit his head on the elevator.
Oh, that wasn't the story I meant, but okay, go on. This is another story.
And then he started walking over to the room, and they had to, pick him up, and he's, crying. He's, two.
Okay, my parents love to tell Hudson the story of when Owen first met Hudson, because Owen was 22 months, okay, everybody?
Right.
So Owen doesn't remember. Even the picture, you can tell Owen doesn't know what's going on. But
of course not.
He came in, and my parents tell the whole story of how he got to the hospital. I was in the hospital, so I didn't experience any of this.
You got a different story. Yeah. These are two different stories
different
at the
stories.
Same time.
But Hudson, the story...
All right, now what's your story?
The story was when I had...
this birthday boy. You're lucky it's your birthday, man.
I love this kid so much. Hudson's the funniest. The story is when they took you out, because I had a C-section, and I looked over, because you know, like, you don't know, but if you do know, they take you out and you can see a baby to the side. Like, if you're having the C-section, you just kind of turn your head because you can't move. And I remember Hudson came out, and I looked over at him and I go, is that my baby? Because he had,
you were all out of it?
Because he had so much hair. And Owen was bald. So when Hudson came out with a full head of hair, and I like, as if some other person was in the room having a baby with me in the operating room, right? But I'm like, is that my baby?
You got a 2-for-1 special.
I was so confused. I go, is that mine? And they go, yes, Allie. That's your baby. And it was the best day ever. And then Hudson turned into the sweetest little Virgo baby ever. So happy birthday.
That was better than Owen from that day on.
No, you are not better than your brother. But Hudson...
What? Did you say you have a favorite now?
I do have a favorite.
The betrayal in his voice.
I tell them both are my favorite. And then I say, don't tell your brother. Okay, fine.
Obviously. That's called mom mode.
Oh, how was your cake last night? Did you have a good birthday dinner? Oh. He wanted to go to Outback last night. Yes. That's where I took him. Mm-hmm. Everything was good?
Yeah, it was amazing.
And you got...
Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard that you wanted a little singing done, and I do got to ask, was the singing up to par for your standards, my boy? Did you like it? It was a birthday song that you liked?
I mean, it was the Outback birthday song. It was, like, incredibly quick.
It was like one of those, you know.
All right, back to work.
This is the best story. If you guys missed this, when I told this story earlier, we went to Outback and they asked if he wanted them to sing. And most people cringe. And I thought, oh, how nice that they're actually asking if they want to sing. And Hudson, without missing a beat, was like, yep, pull up. Like, let's go.
Bring them out.
So they came out and they sang.
And then I was like, why did I ask them to sing?
Did you regret it after you did that?
A little bit.
Hudson, I love you so much, honey. I love you. I hope you have the best day ever.
Yeah.
I will see you after school. I left some cinnamon rolls and chocolate croissants on the counter.
Yeah, I ate them.
I bet you did.
Oh, they're gone. They're gone, Ma.
Happy birthday, my love. I hope you have a great 11th birthday.
Yep, I will.
Okay. Anything else? We good?
Nah.
Usually he has thoughts. Nah. Hudson usually has thoughts, but today he's got to go. Okay, have a great time.
I'm excited for my birthday.
I'm excited. You're going to have a great time tonight, and you'll be with Dad, and you'll have a great time. So I'll see you after school, okay, mm-hmm. honey?
Okay.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
So there it is.
Huddy boy, man.
I have an 11-year-old. I have an almost 13-year-old. So people have listened to this show for that long. Remember when that kid was born.
You've got great young men, man. And I remember when they were little. Now they're young men. That's what you got. You got young men in your life.
DZ, there is a picture that I found that you took. This was when Hudson was little. And I took the picture, but I left it in the studio. It was a little like a printed out picture. And DZ took it and put it up on our whiteboard in the studio. This was literally like 10 years ago when DZ wasn't on the morning show, but he worked in the building with all of us. And he came in and you wrote inmate. Offense, like stealing. Cookies.
I remember doing this.
Do you remember
this?
All that? It was a baby picture of Hudson, and
I gave him an inmate card, yes. bro, because it looked like a mugshot, bro. Tell me you did it.
It did look like a mugshot.
Thank you. It was
the best. And I came into the studio. I'll never forget it. And I'm like, who did this? This is the funniest thing. And it took days until we discovered it was DZ that did it, by the way. And I was like, this was the best. And I have a picture, and I'll find it somewhere. And I will
post it.
It's
his birthday. It's only right. The inmate needs to be shouted out on his freedom day today, boy.
So gotta post it. So happy birthday, Hudson. All right, are we ready for Am I the Jerk? You ready to get into it?
Never ready, but I guess born ready. All Does that make sense?
No, but yes. Ironically, yes, I understand. Let's go.
Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, we're back. Allie and DZ. DZ, I heard you might be the jerk.
No, whoa. You can't start it out like that. You got to give me a chance.
DZ, you're not the jerk. I support you always. What happened and who's trying to call you a jerk? I'll kill him. I swear. Who called you a jerk? It's
thank
on.
You. That, I, that's That's better, fam.
I got you. I, you know what? I brought the wrong energy. Who tried to call you a jerk?
Ellie came out like, hey, DZ, so you're probably the jerk, huh?
I forgot that when your friends fight, you fight. Okay, sorry. Where were we? Where were we? Who did you wrong?
All right. So, yes, I am the subject of today's matter for Am I the Jerk?
Uh-oh.
And I just don't know, y'all, so I figure toss it up and see what everybody thinks, because, you know, people like to talk about themselves and our lives and everything that we got going on, and we relate to everybody.
I thought it was really, like, if you're going to do the one I think you're going to do, I think you have something here, and you might not be the jerk. So just tell everybody. Okay. But it's not black and white, this issue you have. It's gray.
I'm giving the runaround because I'm a little nervous. I ain't gonna lie, bud.
Do you want to pull an audible and did you change your mind?
Nope.
We can do a different one.
No. We're here. Mm-hmm. We in it. Feet are on the ground. Tell the story. All right, so y'all know we've been home. My wife had a major surgery, emergency surgery, ICU stay, a few days in the hospital, yada, yada. Not to say yada, yada, but, like, we've been going through it. So we've been home recovering, and people have been pulling up. Somebody that pulled up that is very, very kind and very close to us, actually, we just approached it in a different way. Our neighbors came by one day and just knocked on the door randomly. I don't know. I think my mom was over, I believe. And they knocked on the door and were like, hey, do you guys mind if we take little man on a walk?
They offered to take your kid, Sammy. Yeah.
Sammy on a walk. Now, mind you, we don't have anything against our neighbors.
Yeah.
We don't have any problems with our neighbors. Yeah. We've got very kind neighbors on any side that you look. Very helpful neighbors.
Relationship is good. Yeah.
Relationship is very good.
Sure.
Right?
So that was super nice that they offered to take your son, right?
Yeah. They were like, can we take him on a walk? Maybe take him to the park?
And I'm a parent, so trust me, this is where it gets gray, everybody.
They were talking about just them taking him. And I started to get a little nervous. And it wasn't because I mistrusted them, right?
Have they ever been alone with Sammy?
No,
okay,
they've
so
never been alone with Sammy.
There's the first anxiety point where you don't even know if Sammy's going to be receptive with people that he's never been alone with. So that's already, now you're already in your mind going,
But hear me out. He loves them.
Oh.
He absolutely loves them. And anytime we're all outside at the same time, they interact frequently. They've played in our yard and just goofed off, and they really do share great energy.
They're buddies.
With our young man. They're buddies. They're both. He loves them. He helps them with their stuff. He helps them more than Sammy helps us in our house. Let's just put it at that. He's a helpful little son of a gun with them, and then a destructive one inside.
It's my boy.
But they were like, we want to take him out. Like, yo, just give him a walk. And I'm talking about him like a dog. Give him a walk.
But they wanted to take him, and you were not comfortable with that. Is that correct? And but I get it, because you don't want them to think that they're not okay, that you don't trust them. There's all these.
Right.
This is where it gets gray. DZ, did you say no?
As parents,
did you say no?
We didn't necessarily say no.
What did you say?
I said, the only way I'm comfortable with this, and this is when me and my wife Erin were inside having this conversation, because Erin was just like, okay, hold on, like, let us talk about it real quick, right?
Yeah.
I said, I'm not really comfortable with it.
Yeah.
He speaks a lot of Spanish. They don't speak Spanish. He's prone to just
Sammy does left, speak your son right. speaks a lot of Spanish, yeah.
Right. So that's one thing where I was like, he might not be able to communicate what's going on, especially if maybe he hurts himself, something happens. I don't know. He's prone to running, right?
He's a runner. He's a track star. I've seen it with my own eyes, everybody.
Thank you. So I don't necessarily want to put that responsibility on anybody else, but I felt rude saying, no,
you
can't take our son and like just basically go play grandparent for a little bit. I understand.
Not the jerk.
I don't think they have grandchildren.
Not the jerk.
But at the same time, I said, nah, man, I'm not comfortable with that. But I didn't want to leave anybody at home alone. So I was like, what do we do? Do we all just go for a walk?
Did you go with them?
I didn't go with them. My wife went with them.
Come on. What the? It was that.
Right.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay.
So you
you have young kids. Okay, listen.
So much happened.
Listen, we're all figuring it out. Even when they're 11 and 13 like mine, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Okay? And it's even worse when they're little like this because they can't speak for themselves. They can't tell you everything that happened. You don't trust people with your kid. You want to trust people with your kid, but you never know. You've only lived in this house like, what, a year? Okay?
A year.
So you are still getting to know people, and just because you know people doesn't mean you know your neighbors. I'm sorry. Unless you've truly lived in their house, you don't know your neighbors. Okay? Unless you drink a lot with them like I do with mine, okay? So otherwise, you do not know your neighbors, DZ, okay? No, I don't think you're a jerk. I understand why it gets a little icky here, because some people are going to call in. I already see the texts saying, oh, you're a jerk because you have a relationship with them. What's the big deal? Let them take it for a walk. But I don't think you're the jerk at all.
The park isn't far, right? It's just, it's not within my eye line, right? It's not within sight. I can't keep an eye on my kid. And I understand if somebody's going to call and call me a jerk, I just want to hear the reasons for the jerk. Don't just say it, right? Say it with your chest and talk to me about it. But I felt like I'd rather have eyes on my child, even if it was me, my wife, whoever, instead of just giving somebody my kid and maybe hoping that everything's going to be okay. Do I think anything would have gone wrong? No. Was I going to run that risk? Hell no.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel it, dude. 414-533-1037. Is DZ the jerk for turning down the free help from his neighbors who offer to take his kid? I know we're in the middle of Am I the Jerk, but I just need to point out, you know, Justin Bieber, new dad. Did you see that, DZ? Probably not.
Oh, no. I feel like something came up across my phone.
But that's how it happens.
Little news article stuff, and I was like, oh, look, they were pregnant.
It's like, oh, yeah, they had a baby. Okay. I did the same thing.
So the rumor was true.
I'm like, I forgot she was pregnant to begin with, but I was exactly the same. So congrats to Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber, new parents.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7
Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Our very own beloved DZ is in the hot seat today. But I say the jerk because this involves your son Sammy and your neighbors offering to take him to the park. And you said kindly no, and your wife went with because you were nervous.
Well, because we didn't want to, and hear me out, this would have strained the relationship that we did have with the neighbors, because they were like, if you don't want us to, it's okay, it's fine, like, cool. But had we said no, then anytime we would have seen each other again, they would have probably thought about that moment, like, oh, they don't trust us with their kid, awkward.
Right, it was a hard thing to answer and be completely honest and say it's not about you.
Right.
Right? Well, right. On the phones this morning, let's see if anybody calls you the jerk today. Tanya's in Kenosha this morning, DZ. Hey, girl.
Morning.
Hi, Tanya, you know, is DZ the jerk for turning down the help from the neighbors?
Okay, so first of all, fast and speedy recovery to Miss Erin. We're so happy to have you back, DZ.
Agree.
Thank you.
And
thank you, Tanya.
Absolutely not the jerk.
Ooh. There it is.
You were definitely in the right to say, you know what, I don't need more stress. And I don't know if you listen to our radio station, but I've mentioned that, should we have a leash? Sometimes my kid goes running.
Yep.
I don't need the stress of Tanya, him running away.
We have had this talk where not until you're a parent do you understand why they make leashes for kids.
Right.
And then you go, oh, that's why. You make fun of everyone till you become a parent. Then you go, never mind.
Till you got one in the Amazon cart ready to click, ready to click buy now.
Till you got a runner. Mm-hmm. Till you got a track star.
Absolutely. You do not need more stress worrying if somebody is going to have that level of watching you, God forbid something else happen. So, yeah, I think it's 100% sweet that they offered, and I don't think they're going to be upset that you said no. Mm-hmm. You just wanted to keep your stress low.
Well, and
everything same.
Tanya, let's go a little deeper. And they've had so much out of their control lately with everything going on.
Right.
And the emergency surgery and the everything you didn't see coming, that there are things you can control, and those keep you sane in that moment, right? So, if that has to be your kids, let it be that way. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Okay.
Really appreciate the pull-up, but the offer was enough, and you're not a jerk for saying no. Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding. That part. Thanks,
Word.
Tanya. That's
all
great.
Right, Tanya.
Have a great day.
Woo!
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
Bye.
You know that's when we're feeling ourselves on Am I the Jerk, when Tanya gives her whole opinion and then goes, woo! we know we're on the right side. Everybody's on the right side, we think. Let's find out, though. You never know. It's still early. Chris is in Heartland. Hi, Chris.
Morning. Good morning.
Hi.
What's up? What's up?
Chris is a dad.
Zizi, I know that we don't know each other like this, but thank you for being you. You are wonderful, and I make it a point, as I'm primary transport for my girls every morning, to get them in the car to hear you and Allie speak every morning for this specific bit. Thank you.
Chris, I can't, you're going to make me cry. I'm already emotional today. This is stop it.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I'll put a little sugar on it.
DZ, that was so nice.
I'll put some sugar on it. Not the
jerk. A little
jerk.
Sugar, little honey, too, boy. I'm out here blushing, man. Thank you. And he said, not the jerk, boy. And he said, not the jerk. Put a cherry on top.
Enough said. No, but go on, Chris. Go on.
I've mentioned this to you before. I'm just a little bit down the path from you. My girls are 4 and 2.
Right.
And we're going through a little bit of something, not to empathize or take away from the situation, but to try to relate. And the only thing that I want when I'm going through it is to see my family together. And I do not want to take my eyes off them. You're not the jerk.
Yeah. And he's not wrong. That was part of my anxiety. And I necessarily want to say that out loud because it would have made it even more real for me because that's exactly it too. Yes, I want to just have an eye on my family and basically just like herd everybody and hold them in my arms
and
for the next 15 years.
That's why all 4 of you went out like crazy people the other day because you wanted to keep an eye on your family. Now it's all clicking for me. It's all making sense. I was like, why would you want to
shepherd my family the best of my ability? That's it. When I'm going through it, that's it.
And it's by no means to like control everyone, but it's just to for the mental satisfaction for myself.
I didn't mean control in a bad way. I just meant But Chris articulated it really well, where he's like, when I'm going through it, all I want is my family. You want that cocoon of your family, absolutely.
That's right.
All right, Chris. Well said, Chris. I'm sure you touched a lot of people today in their cars. Thank you for calling. It's a delight.
Have a good day. Love y'all.
Bye.
You too, man. He giggles,
but there's fathers hearing this, and they need to hear some of this stuff, and mothers, and kids, and
everybody,
all kinds of
and
neighbors,
TTs, and neighbors. Yes.
Oh my
yes,
goodness. Yes. All right. Last but not least, I don't know if anybody's going to call you the jerk today, but Amber is calling this morning in Hartford. Hi, Amber.
Good morning.
Hi.
Buenos dias.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to start off by saying. Welcome back, DZ, and I'm so happy to hear that everything's going in the right direction for you and your family. Prayers across the board.
You are appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here with my 10-year-old daughter, too. We listen to you all the time, so this segment is awesome because they get to, you know, put their 2 cents into everything.
Aww.
But we definitely have to say you are not the jerk. When things like this happen, you have to lock it down, create your safety bubble, and you just have to do what you have to do, and that's it, right? But I would like to say that if you take another perspective, at least you know your neighbors thought of you. They thought that you might need some help, and their best intentions were there, and that is so meaningful to have people that maybe they didn't really want to take your kid for a walk, but they just wanted to offer.
It's kind of like,
no. And they were like, oh, thank God.
Well, Amber, it's like when you offer to help someone move and you're like, please say no. Please tell me you got movers. Please don't say you want me to help. Oh,
and then they say, yeah.
You're like, no. Oh, that's so funny. Well, Amber, that's well said. Thank you for calling today.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good one, guys.
You too.
You too. Appreciate you. Ooh, that's a sweep for me.
Clean sweep for you, DZ. You are not the jerk today.
I'll take it. And honestly, everybody put it into a great point, great perspectives. But if I'm going to give somebody the best advice and somebody that like hit it really out of the park, right on the head for me, it's going to be Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Heartland? Mm-hmm. Heartland, Chris. Yes.
Chris in Heartland, yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Man.
You loved what he said was great. People texted in. They said, it's not control, it's protection in the tense moments.
Spot on.
Uh-huh. Somebody else said, speak, Tanya. That's when she was going off. Somebody said, healthy healing to DZ's wife. All good. Nobody's calling you the jerk today, DZ. And they should be afraid to anyway.
I mean, we'll see how it goes online, though. You know how that always
transpires. You know what? You're not wrong about that, actually. Coming up next, DZ offended somebody. What is this all about? You offending people today?
I offended
Unbelievable.
Somebody?
Unbelievable.
I couldn't offend anybody.
No, you actually did, it looks like, because I see what you did. I see, It's coming up next, everybody. Hold on. DZ's going to tell us what happened when he was away, where he offended somebody. And then I'm going to tell you if you should have done that or not, okay?
All right.
103.7 Kiss FM. Let's go. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Why are you just offending people everywhere you go, DZ?
I don't know, man.
You're not.
Maybe it's just my face.
I'm just teasing. No, you brought up something about how we greet people or talk to people in public. And I actually want to talk about this because yes. I feel like this affects us more and more in our daily lives when we're out in public. And anyone else in the world, if you want me to be honest.
It's got to be more than just us. Come on, we can't be the only
ones. We can't be the only ones that do this.
We can't be the only ones. Well, I might have been the most recent one. Who knows?
What happened? Tell the story. Spill it.
Okay, so this actually happened a couple weeks ago now, I should say, because we were still in the hospital, right? And I was in between coming home, checking on the boys, the house, the dogs, yada, yada, and getting back to Aaron in the hospital. And I remember leaving one day, couldn't tell you specifically when, but I saw a gentleman walking with his baby. And I could have sworn it was somebody I knew. I mean, I'm talking about spitting image. Mm-hmm. Even the baby looked like the baby.
You're like, I know them.
I know them. So I roll my window down and I'm like, yo, Jack. Hey, Jack, what up? And he's like, no, that's not me. That's not me. And starts getting really weird because I was rather close to him. I could see him. I could literally see him. And he starts really just getting mad uncomfortable in the situation. And I'm not saying I'm the most intuitive person in the world.
You're pretty good at it, though.
But I could tell that Jack felt off in the situation, right? And he was like, nah, I'm going to back up. And I don't know if it was because he had his baby or what, but he took it as almost offensive. He went into protective instinct mode and was just like, that's not me. That's not me. That's not me. And honestly, like, was like, nope. And I was like, are you sure? Because you really look
like he's lying to me.
Jack, bro, like, we got no beef, bro.
What's the problem?
It's like, is it Jack Jr.? Do you not want me to meet the baby? Like,
so it wasn't him.
I very clearly offended him, man. And I'm talking about he changed direction from the path he was originally walking to advertently walk somewhere else. And he might have been paranoid about that. And I don't know, man. Maybe I approached with a little too much energy. But I felt rude afterwards. I was like, man, I should have just minded my business and just kept on going. Message Jack later.
Here's what's interesting. I don't have to say imagine because you've seen it. How many times people come up to me or you and they're like, you look familiar. If it's not like, are you Allie? Those are the things. Right. Are you Allie is the first one. You look really familiar.
Where do I know you from?
I get that a lot. And I'm like,
or they
I don't
hear
know.
Us talk.
And then they
and
turn.
They're like, I've heard,
but I made the mistake similar to you recently. Yeah. Just last week, I was out to lunch with one of my girlfriends and I ran into one of our coworkers, Sally. I'll just throw it out there because, you know, Sally's worked with her for like 20 years and she's with her mom at lunch. And her mom walks up. I'm like, hi. And I like, you know, because I've known this girl 20 years. So I see her mom and I feel like I know her mom. And I go, have we met before? She goes, yeah. I felt so stupid in that moment. I go,
20.
Oh, well, hi again.
Hello.
That was one of those where I was like, oh, why did you say that? Why did you say, have we met?
Of course we've met.
And then I did it too. And I put my foot in my mouth. I'm like, never again am I going to ask someone, have we met before? Because people do it. It's like people do it to me and I get uncomfortable. And then I was doing it to them. You know,
but either side is kind of like a catch 22 because assuming you've met somebody can throw you in a pickle. Mm-hmm. But then asking if you've met somebody can also be offensive. So where do you meet in the middle at those two points?
Do you think the guy that you asked if you knew him, do you think he just thought you were what do you think he just didn't trust you when he walked up to him or what?
I must have approached very not aggressively.
Well, you thought it was your friend.
Right, but like I really just I maybe startled him, kind of like threw him off. Mm-hmm. I assessed it. I thought about it. I was like, that better have been his baby.
That
But that baby was identical to that man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And under no distress. You feel me? So it's like, excuse me. I just felt like I really might have just startled him. And
then he didn't know what to do.
Giving him the ick. I don't know.
And you're like, really? No, really? I thought I knew you, Jack. Jack!
Right. So as he's like running off, I was like, oh, my bad, King. Be blessed. Sorry, man.
I will say, in this day and age, I guess, I can see how people are paranoid. You know, you could be anyone running up on someone, but you just, all right.
I was just happy to see a friend in like a moment of distress. And it's not like you're walking around Target and running into Target Angelo like, fam, what up? Like,
right.
I was just like, oh, what are you doing at the hospital, right? It was more like, oh, snap, right? So I don't know. It was just weird and I just felt rude, but clearly we've both been rude.
I don't think you're rude.
The same thing in different ways. I don't know.
Well, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I don't think you're rude, but maybe we need to establish if it is rude to walk up to people and ask like if they look familiar. I don't know, because then I don't want listeners to stop. You know what I mean? But right. Okay, let's just say things you should never say when you meet someone. Let's start with yours, which is how you look familiar. I don't know what the alternative is, but we're going to have to kick that one in case you do or don't know them. The second one is, have we met? I should never have said that.
Or never assume that you haven't, right?
I should have been like, hi, how are you? That would have been fine.
Communication 101 is to try to never tell people or ask people, say to people, nice to meet you. Just say good to see you or whatever.
That's what politicians do because you don't know if you've met them. This is like a classic. Right. And you'll see it if you ever meet anyone. They'll be like, nice. They say nice to see you. Because that way, if they know you or they've met you before, you're like, yeah, nice to see you too. And if you don't, they're like, hi, nice to meet you. We're like, yeah, you know, totally get it. 414-533-1037. Things you shouldn't say. Or how do you correct this? Was it rude?
I have no idea.
I think you were just genuinely thinking you saw someone that you knew. My personal opinion. Well, that's all right. We freak everybody out. All right, we're going to take your calls and your texts next. Things not to say, one of them being what I said to somebody, which was, have we met before? And she went, yes. And then DZ thought he knew someone. He's like, you look
just
so
assumed
familiar.
I knew.
I thought.
Called him out. Jack, my boy.
Well, you can't be the only one out there. You just can't be. And she's got a really good story for us. She says, good morning. Who do I have here? Brenda's in Milwaukee. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, guys. I have a story that's been a mystery for the past 30 plus years.
No.
Go on.
I was Jack. I'm Jack in the story.
Okay.
So I was...
Oh my gosh, I'm so
Grand Avenue Mall, and I was going down the escalator. Somebody came up to me very excited and was like, oh my God, Caroline, how are you, girl? And the crazy part is that my best friend of all time is Caroline. And so then she's like, girl, you look the same. Oh my God. And people always would confuse us, even though I don't think we look the same at all. But
interesting.
People thought y'all did, though.
Okay.
By this time, she had given me a hug. I was a little bit in shock. So, like, I just played the part. And
you're Caroline.
Like, right.
She was like, oh, my God, girl, you look the same. And I said, so do you. And I have to this day, I have no idea who it was. But I gave her all the information. She's like, are you still with so-and-so? I said, yes, we've been married this many years.
Because you know Caroline's story, don't you? Oh, stop it.
They really thought.
Children, like, I know everything about her. So I was like, giving all the tea. Like, yep, I have two
you
boys.
You played the part. You held your girl down. You was Caroline. You stepped
wild.
In.
Wild.
And to this day, we don't know who it is. So maybe she'll be hearing on the radio and maybe she'll call in and we'll find out who it was.
How old were you
That'd
when this
amazing.
Happened?
So I was probably like 20.
And how old was she, the woman who came up to you when it happened?
How old was she?
Yeah.
I don't
yeah. Give us like a range.
Like, were you guys probably the same age?
She was like, maybe, yeah. No, she was about 5-6 years older than me.
And what city did you grow up in? Milwaukee or a suburb?
Right. She said she was
Milwaukee.
At the Grand Avenue Mall.
Yeah, I know. That's what. Okay.
Grand Avenue Mall.
So Milwaukee, and this was 30 years ago? This was a while.
Yep, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I think we got to arrange a meetup over at the new Grand Avenue, the Third Street Market Hall.
If you were the one that screamed Caroline at Grand Avenue on an escalator, found her whole life story, you didn't know it was the wrong person the whole time. Brenda's here for you, and she wants to know who you are. You know
Caroline
where
Caroline wants to know.
Hold on,
Caroline still to this day.
Caroline,
and us too. Now we're
can
invested.
You imagine Brenda goes back and tells us, and she has no idea. I would be furious if I was Caroline. I'd be like, you don't know who it was. What did she look like?
You ain't get a name, dog.
Come on.
No. But like, how was I going to ask her her name after I gave her a hug and told her she looked the same? Like,
I just want to say, you know where you know where I thought it was going. Do you know what I thought she was about to say? I don't know why I went there in my mind, but I thought something was going to happen where, like, her and Caroline were, like, secretly sisters and didn't know it or something like that. And people were the way she was going with it, I'm like, did you not know she was really your sister? Were you twins? Like, what's the story?
And what are the odds that somebody that actually knows Caroline is like, yeah, I'm going to just give you the tea on the family since I'm actually plugged in with them?
I know everything about her.
Brenda with the big mouth over here telling all the stories.
Brenda got a baby and a big mouth.
That was amazing. She said facts, facts.
I'll all right, spill
Brenda,
all the tea.
You have a great day. Thanks for sharing that story. Bye.
We're going to have to holler again if we figure this out. If somebody calls randomly
or texts,
crazy.
I would love to hear that. Sherry's in Germantown. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, good morning. Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
She's on day two. She's on a roll.
Day two. Let's go. Very nice. And what's your story? Did you go up to someone and put your foot in your mouth when you met him?
I got physical.
Wait, what?
I actually went up to this person. I was at Comic-Con about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And this was in Colorado. And I grew up there. And I had a friend that I went to school with. And we dated, whatever that was, in middle school, high school. And I swear to God, this guy was his doppelganger. And I went up to him. He was a vendor. And I pushed his shoulder, you know, like playfully.
Yes!
Pushed his shoulder. I was like, oh my God, what are you doing here? And he just looked at me like I was crazy. And I'm like, aren't you so-and-so? And he's like, no. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh no.
I ran as fast as I could away from him. I was so embarrassed. I was like, I will never do that again.
Oh, the worst part is that you went up and you basically, I mean, you're punching people in public. Way to go, Sherry. Way to go. Coming up next, I cannot wait to tell DZ the story about the ATM receipt I found. You know, like when you go and you take money out of an ATM and someone leaves their receipt. Well, coming up next. Oh, DZ, hey, coming up next, I'm going to tell you about the receipt I found at the ATM that was not mine and the balance in their account. I'm sweating. That's all I got to say.
Okay. I'm with it, man. I'll sweat with you.
I'm getting hot flashes thinking about what I saw on this person's ATM receipt, and I'll tell you guys next.
Dias.
Buenos dias. DZ, I have been dying to tell you the story about what happened when I went to the ATM at the nail salon. Huh.
All right.
I'm so glad you're back. Beans. I literally have saved this until you got back because I could not process this kind of life, and I just want to live in fantasy land. So I'm at the nail salon with a friend. We're getting our nails done. They love it when you pay cash. Fine. I've gotten it down now where I go to they have an ATM inside the salon. Okay?
Got it.
So that you can't say no. Unless you're broke, right? And so I went over to the ATM because I was like, oh, I want to get extra tip money. And there was a receipt hanging out of this ATM and it's just one of these, they're, you know, it's a walk-in nail salon. You know what I'm saying? There's no specific, it's a dime a dozen.
The last person had used the ATM and then didn't care to grab their receipt when they walked away. Mm-hmm. They just grabbed the cash they needed and
said thank you. They probably said thank you and tipped the nail person and left. Well, because I was after them, the receipt was there. And it was funny because even though there's nobody near the ATM and I didn't see the last person who used it, I felt guilty. Like, because at first I went, you can't look at that, Allie. That's somebody else's personal financial stuff. And then I went, wait, what the hell are you talking about? You don't even know who this belongs to. Who cares? You're overthinking. This is so dumb. So I open up the receipt and I look down.
You looked at it?
And I go, they had taken out $40. That wasn't the appalling part.
Okay.
Their balance was 40, on it.
Whatever.
They're okay. I don't even print receipts, so I don't know why. And I don't even ask for my balance either. So the fact that, first of all, it had to be an old person that would do this and then print a receipt, ask for the balance, and leave it there, in my opinion. Okay, DZ, I know you're a paper cash guy, so you can fight me on that later.
I was going to say, I guess I'm an old lady.
The balance was, you ready for what the account balance was? I kid you not. I look down, I go, it's $30,000 in their account? So I race over to my, 30. So I race over to my friend. I go, they have 30 grand in their ATM. Look at this person. And she goes, Allie, she goes, that's not 30. DZ, it was 300. Thousand.
Oh, that changes things.
And my friend saw it and I kept it. And I was like, it was 306, like 891 or something.
It was over three.
Three. And if my friend had not looked, I would have come in and told this is 30,000. It was $300,000. And my rant, and I'm like, who the hell was this? Now I really want to know who was in this walk-in nail salon getting there. Is this daddy's money? Did you make your own? Is it your
old money, new money? What is this?
Are you a CEO? Is your husband a CEO? I have so many questions.
Is this just your checking account? What is going on right now?
$300,000 in a checking account on top of it. You know how rich,
ready to go.
You know how rich you got to be to keep $300,000 in a checking account without even trying to make interest on it?
Huh? What if that's just nail salon money?
What if it was the nail salon?
No, what if it's just nail salon money? Like, that's just their budget for the nail salon, the 300, smooth little 300K.
Dude.
You know, you spend that until it's gone. Bruh, I am. Okay, because 30K? That's
crazy.
A good little savings. I'm like, oh yeah, good for you. Like, I'm like clapping for you. Like, yes, that's amazing.
I'm impressed, and I want to know them.
You got 30K in the bank. That's great. But 300K, where are you? Where are you at? Come back.
This is the other part. Years ago, and I remember telling it on this show, that I went to an ATM drive-up and they left their receipt and I grabbed it. It was $16,000. And I remember coming on the air and going, can you believe somebody had $16,000 in their checking account randomly? And they just took out 20, like nothing. You know, I'm 16. I'd be in Jamaica right now. I mean,
balling.
Get out of here with that. So I thought that was a lot. And then I see $306,000
as someone's over a quarter balance. Tickets.
That's crazy. Okay. So I can't even process it. I want to know who they are, what they do for a living. And they're amongst us, these people. That's what blows my mind. We think we're all broke. And then you got these people swerving in and out that we don't even know have all this money, DZ, that aren't telling anybody.
All right. So let's paint a picture
of who this is.
We think they are. Can we do that?
Yeah, because I have an idea, but it's based on nothing other than the women at the nail salon are so diverse.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everybody. It's every age. It's every race. Like, how would I know?
It could be anybody.
So
it could be anybody.
I decided,
paint your picture.
I was in Brookfield. Let's start there.
Brookfield.
So I started there. That's why I immediately went to, well, I shouldn't put my stereotypes on the air, but, you know, here we go. Stay at home, mom. Here I went, you know, like in some of these places, and I'm like, what would a Brookfield rich person look like?
With 300 in the bank.
And then I went country clubbish. Are they shopping at the corners? Like, what do you know? Who is this person?
What are we doing?
It's probably a woman, because I really didn't see any men in there. Not that I don't see men, but I'm
assuming.
Not
that men don't
go. It's a woman.
Yeah. I need a pedicure, but I'll say that right now.
In my mind, she was like 60, retired.
Okay.
Maybe a mom, husband. Like, I don't know. I just pictured a married woman. I don't know why.
Yeah,
which is funny,
because
I should picture it'd be more amazing if it was a single woman with all that money. But yeah, that's what I pictured. I don't know.
Okay. I see.
What do you picture?
What I was thinking, and the Brookfield area actually doesn't change any of this for me, because even Brookfield stays pretty diverse because of all the shopping and things to do in the little area, right? But I'm imagining new money, because it's not old money. 300 is a very substantial amount. Listen, nobody has over a quarter million in the bank and is just sitting around doing nothing.
Right, and you have think about this. You have so much money that you're sloppy with it. You don't even care that you left a receipt. That's the first thing. No, I mean this.
That's
like, you're
true.
Giggling, but you're so rich, you're sloppy with it. You left the receipt hanging out. You didn't even care.
Leave my receipts.
Never. You have over
And the more money I have, the less I leave my receipts.
That's why we don't leave them, because we're embarrassed. generous. Let's be real. We don't want anybody seeing our account balance. Okay.
We broke, baby.
Okay. But not Sally in Brookfield or whatever. And so I'm thinking to myself, and not only did you leave the receipt, but then you also kept this much money in a checking account, which I feel like anyone with that much money who has like financial literacy knows you don't do, I don't know. You should have it in other places. I don't know. That's my opinion. Okay. I'm like,
you're
what the hell?
Old. You're going older. Are you going more young? Retiree. I'm thinking this is newer money.
I looked for Giannis's wife, his new wife. Trust me. I was like, where are they at? It's got to be a Bucks player or somebody. I'm like, who has $300,000?
That'd be more than that in the bank. That's for sure. I'd tell you that. That'd be more than that. You know, but
there'd be way more than that. And they'd be coming to do nails at their house. That's the other question. Like, if you're so rich, why are you going to the salon? Sorry, DZ. I can't control myself. Okay, you go. Okay, you go.
Am I painting the picture or not?
I'm sorry. Okay, you go. Go.
Keep taking my paintbrush.
I love that analogy. You're taking my paintbrush. Okay, stop making me laugh and go.
No, I'm thinking new money. I'm thinking younger. I'm probably between our age, right? 30s to 40s.
One.
Business
41.
Owner. Max, maybe. No, but business owner, really established, but not necessarily in a comfortable stage, because $300,000 is a substantial amount, but it's not necessarily enough for me to go, y'all are balling. Mm-hmm. They're mad comfortable. Don't get me wrong.
I went there in my mind because I thought, yeah, they're comfortable. Mm-hmm.
They're mad comfortable, but it's not. I'm not hearing like 1.2, you know, 2.5.
Do you know what somebody texted in?
You're crazy.
Somebody texted in and said, I work at a financial something, and it's likely a 70-plus-year-old woman that you would never expect had that much money. I see that sometimes, you know.
Okay.
I see it with older people I know that have money, and you would think they're broke because they don't spend it, and that's why they have money. But that's,
and they only took out 40 because, I mean, that's really what all you need at the nail salon. Like, unless you go to some lucrative, crazy nail salon.
Listen to this one. Somebody texted in and said, I imagine it's a realtor who just closed on several houses. That's a fun idea. So I was at the nail salon. I go get money out of the ATM. The person before me, the receipt was there. They had $306,000 in the account, if you missed this story. That's why I just wanted to catch everybody up who's just tuning in. And they're like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking
about? And so now we're all going through these analogies of what we painted what this person looks like. All these texts. Somebody said maybe it's an old lady with life insurance money. What, she killed the husband or what?
Hey, I mean, a check's a check. She caught a lick.
Other people said sometimes wealthy people look to be the most normal. They don't always flaunt it. That's right. Or it could have been somebody driving a basic car. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's painting a picture. I mean, we're all over the place, and all of these sound feasible to me. Yeah. That's the wild part.
Listen to this text. They said, I used to be a banker. I'd see balances like that all the time. And yes, you are surprised at first, but I'd guess a married woman, maybe 45 years old, that's their joint account. He's got over $1 million in his accounts or investment accounts. That's probably chump change for them. That's her, quote, spending money, while they have a lot more somewhere else. I don't know if this is real, you guys, but I am loving this game of deciding who this person is of this receipt I found in Brookfield because, hello, friend. Hi. Call me, right?
Guess the ATM. Guess the ATM receipt.
I tell you what, Kiss FM.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.